Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. If you fish in a few bodies of water in Colorado, you'll know soon whether fish found there have forever chemicals. Those chemicals don't break down in the environment and accumulate in soil, water, fish, and our bodies. State toxicologist Christy Richardson says drinking water is already being tested. A warning will go out if the chemicals are found in fish above certain levels.
The concern here would be if the fish have really high levels of PFAS, then we want to make sure that we're giving people advice so that they don't eat too many of those fish.
Fish were tested at Bar Lake, Chatfield Lake, Corn Lake, Runyon Lake, Gypsum Ponds, and Vega Reservoir. Results are expected at the start of next year. More economic good news for Denver. The county ranked second in the nation among large counties for GDP growth. In 2022, the economy grew 7%. The only county to grow faster was Travis County in Austin, Texas. Marcus Schneider is chair of the economics department at the University of Denver. He says many cities recovered from the pandemic but leveled off. Denver continues to grow.
The tourist industry has recovered. Oil and gas is doing really well, a lot of which is headquartered in Denver. That's where you're seeing a lot of employment gains and growth. And services in general, right? If Denver is sort of a growing, attractive city to business.
Denver has amenities like the airport and a diverse industry base with educated workers. You can swing through the National Western Stock Show in Denver for free today. Entry typically costs around $20 for adults and about $5 for kids. Free admission day lets visitors explore pretty much everything except tonight's professional bull riding show, which requires separate tickets. The stock show runs through January 21st. Organizers say more than 107,000 people attended the event during its opening weekend. I'm Mike Purcell, KRCC and CPR News.